Parts of South Dakota are showing early signs of dryness, potentially impacting spring and summer grass production. If moisture doesn't increase soon, ranchers may need to alter their spring and summer grazing plans. Natural Resources Conservation Service Rangeland Management Specialist Stan Bolts advises having a drought plan in place to aid in management decisions when conditions turn dry.
If you have a good grazing plan and good management plan in place, you can kind of weather the drought, so to speak, much better than if you're just planning from day to day as you go. You can kind of make those decisions ahead of time as to what actions you'll take when the drought comes, and then you're not trying to figure that out as you're dealing with the drought when it does come.
The NRCS can assist producers in developing a drought plan. Its drought tool is a program which uses precipitation data and combines it with the previous history of grass production.
So you can get a good idea of what stocking levels you can expect to take into the peak production times in the middle of the summer.
The drought tool will then provide considerations for setting trigger points for management decisions, so a producer knows ahead of time how to handle grazing when conditions are dry. The South Dakota Grasslands Coalition is another option for aid in developing a drought plan. Its network of experienced ranchers can provide mentorship to aid others in laying plans for grazing management during a drought. Bolt says spring moisture still has time to alleviate early dryness, but he advises those without a drought plan in place to develop one in order to manage through a drought, protecting their grazing resources and livestock enterprise. Visit sdgrass.org or any conservation district to learn more on drought planning. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.